The Trans Truth. Chloe Jennings White, a 61-year-old research scientist in Utah, who was a Fulbright scholar and has a PhD in organic chemistry from Cambridge University, has known since she was 4 years old that she is different. She does not identify with her normal, healthy, fully functioning body. She experiences a mismatch between her mental body image and her physical body. She believes the cause of this mismatch and its attendant stress and anxiety originates in her brain. In an effort to achieve consonance between her body and her identity, she is engaged in risky activities and self-harm, hoping that injuries would result in the type of body with which she identifies. For years, in private, she used props to pretend she had the body she wanted, but now she engages in these behaviors publicly. Chloe Jennings White identifies as a paraplegic. She is part of the, quote, transabled community, end quote. She suffers from body integrity identity disorder, BIID, and careens about in a wheelchair wearing leg braces. Jennings White reported that in 2010, she found a doctor overseas who was willing to help her become disabled by cutting her sciatic and femoral nerves, but she couldn't afford the $25,000 cost. Oh, I almost forgot. In addition to identifying as a paraplegic, Chloe Jennings White identifies as a woman. Chloe Jennings White is, in reality, a man, formerly known as Clive. Interestingly, according to a 2011 study, 25% of those who suffer from BIID identify as homosexual, while homosexuals constitute only 1 to 3% of the population. While most people who suffer from BIID identify with amputees and desire a limb amputated, some, like Jennings White, identify with paraplegics. Still others identify with the blind, as is the case of 32-year-old Jewel Shuping, who 10 years ago was able to persuade a psychologist to pour drain cleaner into her eyes, an excruciating process that took 6 months to fully take her sight. Dr. Michael First, a Columbia University professor of psychiatry, sees gender dysphoria as an apt, though imperfect, analog for BIID. And I quote, "When the first sex reassignment was done in the 1950s, it generated the same kind of horror that voluntary amputation does now. It's one thing to say someone wants to go from male to female, they're both normal states. To want to go from a four-limbed person to an amputee feels more problematic," end quote. The medical community, though not all members of it, has decided that amputating healthy breasts and testes and providing sterility-inducing cross-sex hormones constitutes medicine, while amputating an arm is quackery. Isn't that kind of judgmental, kind of transabled phobic? Yes, male and female are indeed both normal states, but being female is not a normal state for men. Being male is not a normal state for women, and the desire to amputate healthy body parts in a futile quest to become the other sex is never normal. There are other differences between voluntary amputations of arms or legs and voluntary amputations of breasts or testes. First, elective surgery for BIID, which doctors will not do, would actually succeed in transforming able-bodied persons into amputees, paraplegics, or blind persons, whereas elective surgery for gender dysphoria, which doctors will perform, even on minors, creates only an elaborate disguise. Second, with regard to gender dysphoria, the medical community has been politicized by the infiltration, badgering, and bullying of trans activists who have compelled the medical establishment to at least publicly conclude that the desire to be the opposite sex is not a psychological disorder. Don't take my word about the political pressure affecting such a change. Julia Serrano, a male trans activist who pretends to be a woman, recently admitted as much. She said that our healthcare system is gradually becoming our contemporary trans healthcare system, an evolution that was brought about in part by trans activists effing stuff up. This change was facilitated by a more general trend within research and medicine away from the paternalistic doctor knows best attitudes of the mid-20th century towards today's recognition that practitioners and researchers need to actually be concerned about and seek feedback from the communities that they serve, end quote. Translation? Science isn't shaping trans treatment. Trans activists are. The medical malpractice masquerading as treatment for those who suffer from gender dysphoria is actually fashioned out of the remnants left over from the emperor's new clothes, and the flimsy garment is unraveling before our eyes as research fails to support the claims of trans activists and as more and more people experience, quote, sex change regret, end quote, and detransition. Tragically, what's exposed is mutilated bodies. Even though BIID sufferers report depression, frustration, and constant consuming agony, the medical community still opposes what I'll call transabled identity confirmation surgery. Well, at least for now they oppose it. Just wait till transabled activists learn some lessons from the transgender community and kick their badgering into high gear. Maybe President Obama and Attorney General Lynch could tell us whether public school students who identify as amputee fluid should be allowed to park in handicap spots and use wheelchair-accessible restrooms on the days they're feeling limbless.